Over the next 4 weeks, at almost 600 primary and secondary schools throughout the country, pupils will come face to face with some of the victims of the communist regime. Using documentary films and interaction with real people who lived through it, the Stories of Injustice project aims to shed light on a period that doesn't even feature on the mainstream Czech curriculum. The programme is run by the NGO People in Need, and this is its fourth year. I asked the organisation's spokesman, and Philip Shebek, to explain more.
We want to show to the students through the projections of the films and mainly discussions with the people who know very well what was it about, to tell them how it was, how was the time when their parents were living, and show them this incredible disaster, how it was during the communist regime in Czechoslovakia.
You've run this program for a number of years. This is the fourth year. So you've had the chance to kind of get some reactions to it and see the response, not only of the children, but also the teachers, politicians, the media. How would you describe this response in general?
In general, the responses they are very positive, but of course, each year we have very negative responses from the Communist Party and unfortunately from the ministers of school and education. We still don't have financial support, which really surprised me, because we were thinking about it, that they will be very happy with our project and they will support it. And so this is, I think, the only two kind of negative responses. Other are very positive from the children, from the students, also from the teachers. They are very happy that they have this opportunity to tell the children how it was in that time in Czechoslovakia. And what is interesting for me most is that they are also writing us that it's strange that at home nobody told them about it, how it was. So it means something also.
That's amazing to me, because these people that you bring, and I've met them, people like Jiří Staranský and so on, does it mean that in this country there is this kind of silence?
You mentioned Jiří Staranský. Jiří Staranský is for me one of the, I don't know, maybe 3-5% of Czechoslovak nation who were really against communist regime and who were really in jail and things like that. This kind of person, of course, will tell his grandchildren how it was and so on. But the rest of the nation, like 95%, they were silent. And imagine that your child will ask you, hey, father, how was it at that time? You know, I've seen at school some documentary about how it was terrible and so many people were tortured and punished and were in concentration camps and things like that. How was it possible? What you were doing at that time, you know? You will feel shame, you know, if you will be like with this 95% people, you know, the Czechoslovak nation, who are doing really nothing.
Philip Shebek from People in Need there. And you can find out more about the Stories of Injustice project by going to their website, oneworldinschools.cz. After years of discussion, planning and extensive renovation work,